But now it's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Do you let children play hide and seek in your titties?
Yes. There's a nice little nook right in the middle.
For your cranny.
In your cranny.
Oh my God. It has been like 500 years since we recorded.
Since your birthday.
I know, right? Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 199. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And I am like super excited because I haven't recorded in like 10 years.
Wow.
I know, excited.
Calm down with the loudness.
I can't help it. I'm really excited.
You're right.
I haven't. It's dead. I told you.
I want this.
No. Are you, when you come to T-Mobile, you can have it. I'll sell it to you for like $100.
Shoot, I'll buy a new one.
You could get a new one of those for like $100.
Exactly. That doesn't.
But
happen.
That would be awesome. But I'm gonna get. I think when my thing's up, I'm gonna get the G1, the new one. But I'm gonna make sure that I can use it with my iPhone first.
Of course. So you're not. You're tired of hacking.
No, but I like my iPhone. But
hope
I
there's
just
no
see the
AT&T
G1
people
too.
Listening. You're
gonna tell on me.
You're freaking hacker.
So we have like 199 billion things to talk about, but we don't know where to start or actually what we're gonna talk about.
Exactly.
So.
The joys of a podcast.
If there was a problem with our feed, we weren't able to get the shit to work right. My friend Chris, he finally saved the day. He got it working. So if you haven't heard episode 198, you should go back and listen because that's where we thank everyone for like Christmas cards and Christmas gifts and all that stuff that we received.
Right.
Which we still have stuff in the box to eat. But
oh,
we hadn't
yeah.
eaten all of it yet.
I sound lower to me.
Do you need up?
I think so. I don't sound. There we go.
Is that better?
Much.
Okay.
I'm upper now.
You're upper now?
I like it.
We do have a few Christmas cards to do before we go into anything further. So let's just
Wait,
do these.
Did we do those?
Not these three.
That I remember, but someone
this
else.
This is a second one.
Oh.
It's from Drew.
Oh, okay.
You know, the author because we're famous.
Right.
And like he's famous.
Right.
So it's the exact same card that I think Lauren gave us.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. You actually put the toilet seat down one and it has Santa Claus like, very funny. It says, to my monkeys most foul, here's wishing you a season most bright, Drew. And so you can look at it.
Aw, sweetness.
Thanks, next one.
Drew.
The next one is from Christian, to wish you a holiday with family and friends filled with happiness that never ends. To Ricky, this year has been pretty crazy for both of us, but we got through it and things will only get better. I'm always there for you. You are my family, and I'll do anything for you. I love you, and I hope you have a great rest of the year, and I'm even a better new year, Christian. P.S. That's what she said. So you can go over and listen to That's What She Said podcast at thatswhatshesaidpodcast.com. I believe that's what it is. And the other one we got was pretty fancy. It's from Archer.
Touch of the fancy.
Yeah,
rocker.
Touch of fancy.
Ooh, that is pretty.
He got it, made it on his Mac. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Love your show. Thanks for listening, Archer. And look, he took a picture of his Christmas tree on the inside. Isn't that pretty?
That's his Christmas tree?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
That, in the front of it, he took that picture too.
Cool.
So thank you for all the Christmas cards. We really appreciate it.
Thanks,
peeps. We sent out Christmas cards, and one person didn't get their Christmas card because there was an accident.
What? Who?
Lauren. La Lauren.
Why?
I was cleaning out my car last week, and her Christmas card got stuffed under the seat, and I didn't know it. When I went to the post office, I guess it fell down between the seats.
Aww.
I'm
she
sorry,
thinks that
Lauren.
We hate her.
We don't hate you. We really liked your card, and I really did was going to send you one, but then, like, last week, I was thinking, well, maybe it's too late to send it to you.
Since
so.
It is now January.
Yeah, so
And it's
I'm
closer
sorry.
To... this coming Christmas.
Do you still hate us?
Christmas?
Do you hate us?
I hate you.
Do you hate? Oh.
Oh, wait. You're asking her.
Yeah.
Sorry. I let my real feelings be known.
Batch.
Slut.
So, what's been up, Nicole? How has things been going?
Things have been going about the same as they always do.
Yeah. Nothing to talk about?
Nope. Why are you eyeing me that way?
I don't know. I'm
what
just,
do you want me to talk about?
I don't know.
I don't like
what did
your,
we say we were
going to
talk about?
Oh, dinosaurs?
We're going to talk about dinosaurs. You're such a loser.
Hey, you asked. Let's talk about dinosaurs. Because last night, I was flipping through the channels on my TV, and I was like, flipping and flipping, and I came across Jurassic Park. first one, the original, the good one.
Oh, God.
And I had just been saying, oh, Jesus, T-Rex is in the house.
I like how country that was.
I had just been saying the other day how bad I wanted to see it because I hadn't seen it in forever. And then it was on TV and I was so excited and I watched it and I love it. And then tonight we went to, do you want to tell them, Ricky, where we went tonight?
The place of where we do not speak.
No, not there. A different place.
That place too. No. We do not. We aren't supposed to speak of that place.
We went to a place that rhymes with
pee-pees.
I was gonna say feces. So mine's more accurate, maybe.
Feces.
But yeah, we went to a CC's Pizza, and we were talking about dinosaurs, and we were trying to decide if we could be a dinosaur, which one would we want to be, and why. Ricky, which dinosaur would you want to be, and why?
What did I say I wanted to be?
You didn't say. Oh, I said I wanted to be a Velociraptor. Because of the foot claw.
Why don't you just tell them what that is while I'm looking at other dinosaurs?
Are you really?
Yeah, because I don't know all of them.
Oh. The Velociraptor, I'm sure people know. It's the dinosaur that was not very big, but it had the huge claw on its toe that it would slash and kill with. Ooh, where's the one that we were talking about? With the plates. Not the Stegosaurus. Ooh, look at that thing.
These are not the right ones.
Those look like
these
dragons.
There's like so many dinosaurs. Like, we don't even know.
Well, because there's different periods. The Jurassic period.
Ew,
the
periods.
Shut up. The,
there's
other...
two Centosauruses.
No, that's... What is that one called?
It had like... Braille, it had like the round
Braille.
Thing like this. Brailleosaurus or something like that.
Brilio, like a Brillo pad?
Yeah.
You need to just Google
let's
image.
Let's do pictures of dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm sure that one will show up. You know, the one with the like club on the end of its tail with the spikes.
I didn't even spell the dinosaurs right. I'm a loser.
No, don't turn the screen. I can't see. Oh, look, the show dinosaurs.
Oh, my
Not
God.
To mama.
Here's a chart, a poster. Let's see what this says.
You can't read it.
You can't read it.
Not good.
Hi.
Oh, my mic went out a minute ago.
I don't remember those.
Those are weird dinosaurs.
Yeah, those aren't real dinosaurs. They're not really showing us real dinosaurs.
You're only on the first page.
Why do you have to scream at me every time?
If I didn't, you wouldn't think that anything was... You'd think I was not normal. Oh, is it that?
Not that one.
It looks like that, kind
of. No, it wasn't that one. It had two... It was like a two horns or something coming out of it. I bet this is amazing for our listeners to hear. I bet they're just loving
They're like,
it.
They're gone for this long and they come back talking about this
fucking
shit.
Fucking dinosaurs!
Hey.
Fucking nerds.
If they don't like dinosaurs, then they can just go away.
Then they can just go away.
Everyone loves a dinosaur.
I don't... Is No. Where is it?
It's like, where's Waldo?
I'm not playing this game anymore.
Oh, I want a dinosaur.
I like how you giggle. Oh, remember the story I told you yesterday or the day before yesterday and you almost peed yourself?
Yes.
About my sister.
Tell the story. Tell
no.
it. Yes, embarrass
no.
yourself.
Scaredsies.
Tell the story. I'll tell the story. Ricky was telling a story about when he was younger, he was roller skating with his sister. She was pulling you on a bike, right? You were holding on to a rope.
There it is.
What is it called?
Ankylosaurus.
Oh. Why did I think it would not sound like that name at all?
Oh, he's cute.
What? Which one?
A Brachiosaurus.
Okay.
Look, he's like a zebra horse lizard thing.
Where's it? Anyway, the story.
Oh my God, look at that one. It looks like a...
Ew, it has like a face
lion.
On its face. What the fuck? Dinosaurs are jacked up, man. Look, they can be this little and then this big.
Look how little that one is.
Oh my god.
That's probably as big as a human.
Where's right a pterodactyl? There. Find one.
It's not on here.
It starts pterodactyls aren't on here. It starts with a P.
It's they don't have that class of dinosaurs here.
Well, find it.
God, fucking tell the story, bitch. I'm done with dinosaurs.
Hey, so Ricky was being pulled.
Hey, so.
He was being pulled behind a bicycle with his sister when he was little. And
it's not funny.
What happened? You like slipped or fell or something and you scraped up your legs and your sister's and you were crying and your sister said, "Get up, you fat sissy." And it's funny because
it's not funny.
Because it dated you because you're roller skating. Who does that? I can picture you in your tiny colorful shorts.
Who does that?
Nobody. It's all about the roller blades. When I was a kid, that's what we had.
Who does that?
You fat sissy. Get up. Be a man.
Get up, you fat sissy.
Be a man.
And I wasn't even fat. I was like thin as a fucking rail.
She and was just she preparing you for later life. I had my comeback 2 days later.
She was just preparing you
fucking me for fat
you fucking fat ass 20 years from now.
That hurt my back. I laughed so I like blew my back out.
Oh damn,
with the force of laughter.
That's the silent laughter.
I'm yelling at you 20 years in the future, you fucking fat ass sissy.
She didn't even know I was going to be fat or gay, but I guess with the roller skate, she probably already knew.
And a colorful knee-high socks.
I think she put a hex on me. I did not have neon socks on. I had
Rainbow Bride!
I had
Rainbow Bride!
I had I don't know. I had knee-high socks that had three stripes on them. Blue and yellow.
And shorts that came to like upper thigh with the cutout circle, half circle on the side. And the white stripe down the side. And a tank top tucked in.
No, I didn't have a tank top on. I had a Dayglow shirt on.
That makes it worse. Dayglow?
Actually, I think I might have had a pair of parachute pants on.
My eyes are very moist right now.
Your pink eye or your brown eye?
Don't make fun of my pink eye. I might have it for real. I'm going to rub it on you.
No.
I'm going to conjunctivitis you.
Tell them the couple messages I've been leaving you every time you don't answer your phone.
Oh. You call me a whore.
No, you got to say it like I say it.
Whore! Answer your phone.
I sound like the Incredible Hulk.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
That's the Incredible Hulk's retarded brother. The Incredible
Hulk.
Sulk. He's sulky. I'm sad.
Hey.
Bruce Banner always gets to leave.
Hey, Poo.
Hi, Poo. I like marijuana.
Wow.
He totally sounds like a pothead stoner.
Stoner. We don't stone. You want to go over some emails?
Nice segue.
Thanks.
Haha, stoner. Want to go over some emails?
Let's do some emails and phone calls.
Okay.
We got to do this one because I love it.
No, I don't like hearing that every time. I'm talking over it the whole time. I'm talking over it. I'm talking over it. I'm talking over it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm talking over it. I'm talking over it. Holla.
Nessa likes this. Let me
Who cares?
It.
No, she's heard it a thousand
times. Who cares?
Exactly.
All right, next.
Thank God. Delete that shit. I'm
hey,
tired
Ricky,
of hearing
it. Hey, Ricky, this is Archer from Archer Radio. I'm calling to wish you a big congratulations for your 200th episode.
Oh.
Anyone else want to say anything?
Let's stop that one. Sorry.
New folder. You suck at this.
I don't
Is this
know.
Master Ass Theater?
I don't... It sounds like it, but I don't know where it came from. There's no telephone number.
Altel customer 60.
Oh, snap! Oh, telephone number, telephone number, telephone number.
A landline message. Merry Christmas. Hope Santa is good to you. Jeremy Malone.
Oh, text to landline from
That's
Altel.
That's cool. I want that.
Except it said the number, so you might have to go back
I'll take
in
that
and
out.
Make a note.
All right, here's the next call. That was it. Okay, yay.
Nice spit on myself when I
Hold on. You know what? I totally want to call that number and keep us on mute and hold the thing up here and see who answers. Let's see here.
Does it show the number on that number that was nothing?
Yeah. I hope nobody can detect that.
Tick-tock,
Oh. It's Jeremy.
He messed up the first time.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
All right, we have one more phone call. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky, it's Bjorn from Dallas. Just wanted to let you know a couple things. One, I missed your show. Fix the pee. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I had to start listening to, you know, That's What She Said podcast. I'm sorry, Ricky. Anyway, Brian sounds like you need to stop douching with hot gravy, because that just doesn't seem to work out very well.
Ew.
And Christian's got a huge prolapse sandy vagina. I mean, mussy. I mean, ass. I mean, well, probably all of them. Thought I'd give you a call and share something with you. Oh, by the way, Nicole, how's your big gaping hole? Talk to you later. Bye.
My big gaping hole? I don't remember my big gaping hole. Why are you wearing my headband as a waist headband?
Because I want to be Wonder Woman.
It's not golden. It's
Why
black.
Did you say waistband?
I don't know, because your head's as big as your waist. The spikes on it are stabbing your forehead. Those are torture devices, also known as headbands. You threw it onto the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
And it went bloom.
All right, we have some emails
What's
here.
What's my big gaping hole? I don't remember. It hurts, if that's what you really want to know. It's stretched and big and gaping.
It's stretched. Big and gaping. On the next.
Jerry
Nicole.
Springer. Jerry Springer.
My throat hurts. Me. Me.
I was waiting for another one.
Me.
No.
All right.
You ruined it.
We got
it.
An email from a podcast in Australia.
Cool.
It's called The Cubby House.
Good day.
Good day,
As in
mate.
A koala cub.
Good day, mate.
Does it say that?
Koala cub?
No. G'day, mate.
Yeah.
Ah! Delightful!
It says, hey, just a quick email to let you know there's a new Bear Cub podcast on the block. We're the Cubby House, three cubs hailing from Melbourne, Australia. Or Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Me.
Not male.
Melbourne.
It's not all about the gays.
It's Melbourne, all fuck Australia.
All fuck Australia.
I love that place. Never been there, but I will be there one night. Day.
One night? You're going to be there one night?
Yeah.
Come on, big baby, come on.
Bringing out a podcast in an hour every week to Fortnite. Covering various topics from the Bear Cub community, gay community, and general younger male points of view. Guess I can't listen because I'm old as fuck.
Correct.
Correct.
Alex Trebek. Jeopardy. Ow. Jeopardy. Alex. Sean Connery.
On top of a mountain. Attached is our Fuck banner you. And cover art if you've got space for links. Otherwise, if you could add a link in your podcast
no.
role to your website, www. thecubbyhouse.net.au. If you'd like us to give you a plug as well, we'll be organizing our own podcast roll in the near future. Just give us a holler. Thanks and woof.
Holla. Cookie, is that them? Let's see them.
Yeah, Cookie, Jack, and Ryan.
Cookie.
Cookie. Who do you think's Cookie? I bet that's Cookie.
Cookie with the blonde hair?
Yeah. I think that's Jack and that's Ryan.
I don't know, but Ryan looks the cutest.
That one right there? He does look cute.
Which one? The one in the middle. No, not the one with his mouth all open.
Hey, you're all cute.
Hey, I'm licking your face because you like it.
Brother Grizz, Brother Casey. I guess on the last show we talked about religion. We talked about the guy in Lakeland that's a religious person that listens to the show. He said, I listened to your latest show and the subject of Christians came up. I myself am a gay Christian, although some people say that we don't exist. My sexuality and my belief in God are compatible. At least to me it is. I've had many discussions, arguments over whether or not you can believe in Christ and be homosexual. If people knew their Bible, Jesus did not say one word against homosexuality. The only time it is mentioned is in the Old Testament, and I will not get into that because I don't want to make this a huge rant. Anyway, God made me this way, and he does not make mistakes. So fuck whoever says that I'm going to burn in hell. Love the show. I like when Christians use the F word.
God, I would say God does make mistakes, because he created Hitler, and he deserved to be dead.
He created you.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not a mistake, I'm perfection.
Wow. What reality are you living in?
I was watching, some show on TV, and it was like girls who think they were all that. And this teenage girl, she was cute, I'll give her that, but she wasn't anything special. And she was like, I'm so beautiful. If God made anyone as beautiful as me, he kept her for himself. And I was like, really? You're going to be like 200 pounds in a month, so shut up.
Gross.
Yeah. And she was like 13. She still had her baby fat.
Freddie finished the book. Okay, I just finished the book. To be honest, I hated the ending. Hated. Don't get me wrong, the book was good. I find myself laughing hysterically at the office, no less, during several parts of the book. Mm-hmm. I even managed to toss one out in one of the chapters, but that's between me and my palm.
Oh!
I think I know which part he was at, because I think I did the same thing.
Ew.
Oh, I'll edit that out.
Please do.
I really enjoyed the largest portion of the book. And while I'm glad Charlie and Rob didn't stay together at the end, I really would have appreciated... they should have already read the book already.
True. Read the book, and if you haven't, well then, fuck, you know what happens. Geez. Read it anyway.
Of closure. But perhaps I'm just forgetting what it was like when I was 12, breaking up with the first boy that beat me up after nutting in my hole.
I know what that's like, too.
I swear, I had closure with Johnny. I only wish Charlie could have gotten the same from Rob. I'll be passing the book on to Jed and some of other friends. Thanks for the read.
Jed Freddy. Clampett?
Jed is his boyfriend. Isn't it cute?
From the Beverly
Jed
Hillbillies.
Jed is such a country name. It is.
Hello, I just said black gold Texas tea.
Black gold Texas tea.
And that bubbling brew.
We have another, voicemail, but it was through, email, something.
Do
so.
It.
Hopefully this works. Still. Maybe. It's thinking. Let's talk amongst ourselves why it's coming.
Why or while?
While. It's coming.
What's coming?
Here it comes.
I'm ready. Hit me. Not really, but...
One more time.
Hey, Ricky. Trucker Alex here. Just calling to say...
He's driving
I nearly died laughing... When you were on the Archer show and he forgot Nicole's name and you said, oh no, he didn't. I thought I was going to die.
Oh.
What?
I guess I shouldn't have played that one.
The hell. He forgot my name?
Archer forgot your name.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything because he forgot your name.
What was he going to say? What was the... I need to know this.
He said Ricky and Samantha. If you really want to know what he said, you have to subscribe to a show and listen to it at work tomorrow. It's the episode I was on. It's the Christmas Eve episode.
I don't know if I want to listen to it if he can't remember my name.
Ooh, diss, Archer. You better call in and say sorry.
Yeah. Friggin' call in and serenade me. I will only accept a song apology. And it better be freaking good.
Better be freaking good.
Until then, I'm giving you the silent treatment.
Well, he's kind of used to that already. You have him. Oh, you mean everyone?
I'm trying.
I knew you would break.
I'm trying to control my anger. And I'm trying to think of a horrible poem to write about him. That shouldn't
don't
be
write
too
a
hard.
Horrible. We have another email from Brisbane, Australia.
When did we get it? Just now?
No, we got it on January 8th. Like 3 days ago.
Oh.
It's from Scotty.
Scotty. Hello, Scotty.
Good day, mate.
Let's go surfing.
Let's eat some...
kangaroos.
What is that stuff?
Vegemite.
Let's eat some Vegemite.
Vegemite sandwich.
Ew.
And he said, he come from the land down under. Ooh, yeah. Okay,
hey,
sorry.
Hey, FM boys.
I'm a girl.
I have finally decided to subscribe to your podcast. I've held out for way too long. But one
prude.
Slight problem. The iTunes link on your site just brings your show up with only three possible shows. Then I did search in iTunes and still only brings up one option. And the only three episodes showing, two videos and one audio. Any idea what is wrong? I see your webpage. There are 198. Ta-ta. Scotty.
Yeah.
We
it's fixed.
I think Big Fatty had a big curse out on us, and he was just like, fuck them.
Big Fatty better not. I love him.
You
big Fatty! Whoa! Reminds me of Bozo the Clown, the way it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Big Fatty! I like it.
Wow.
I'm going to call Big Fatty. Just
you
want to
call
hey,
Big
what's
Fatty?
Up?
Hey, Big Fatty. What you got, Fatty? Don't know.
How about cooking something up for me? Boop, boop, beedee, beep. Let's call him on Skype.
I can't figure that out.
I thought you did.
No, I didn't. I still cannot figure that shit out.
Jesus.
I know. Fuck me in the ass.
No.
Hard.
No. Not ever. Oh. A million years.
Okay. So that was from Scotty. Oh, he actually made a comment on the website. He goes, I can't subscribe. Stupid iTunes only shows episode number 62 at most recent. Ugh. Is it ruined by Big Fatty? He wrote that.
Why is it Big Fatty's problem? Because
Big Fatty
fault?
Always ruins everything.
Oh.
He's the ruinator. Did you see my bumper sticker? It said Big Fatty, the original ruinator or something like that.
I don't know if I did or not.
That's when it was on Herb's car.
I don't care about your bumper stickers.
Franco says, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with this podcast? As your number one drunk listener, I demand an explanation.
How does he even notice if he's drunk all the time?
That's a good question.
Franco,
that's
my love. Franco, my love. I miss you.
My love.
Are you listening to this, Franco? If you are, this is
you
for you.
Are the
I love
shit,
you.
I forgot the words. No, I the one with Mariah Carey and...
I honestly love you. I'm Olivia Newton-John, bitch.
Oh. Have we recorded since you made me watch Grease 2?
No.
OMG. WTF. I wanted to kill myself.
Grease 2 is
the
best movie ever.
The shittiest thing
ever. It
is
my guilty pleasure. I openly admit that I love that movie. I don't care what you say about it. It's awesome, and you know you love a cool writer.
Cool writer.
I want a cool writer. Cool rider. It's cool enough.
Oh,
he
shit. She's moving her arms. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Damn, go ahead.
Forever.
Michelle Pfeiffer, who refuses
then
to put
I
that on her resume.
Because this is what she does on the ladder.
And then she like grinds
humps
it.
Humps it. She humps the ladder.
Ooh,
top.
Nasty bitch. Nasty bitch. Clothes on, I told you.
I don't know what that was.
You don't? You have never heard that song?
No, I don't know what that laugh was.
Oh, but you've heard that song, right?
I don't know. How many licks does it take?
Wouldn't you like to know?
How many licks does it take till you get
to the
center of
the...
Oh! I know she knows somebody with a hurricane tongue in that song. That's what she says.
Hold on, I'm trying to find that song.
You make me fill the empty space when you're trying to find shit, because you never have it prepped and ready.
Here it is.
Who is it?
Destiny's Child.
Guys do want girls that have been around the block.
I know, right?
So Destiny's Child is incorrect.
Well, maybe.
And they like girls that wear no clothes because it's true. Easy access to all the good parts. Beyonce, you're rude. Maybe she just dresses that way for comfort.
Maybe she's a very positive girl. HIV positive girl.
Syphilis positive.
Oh, remember, I think we came up with this like a while ago, but after we recorded, how we were talking about famous people and who we would fuck and let them give us.
Oh, but
like
with diseases.
Yeah,
if
with
we
diseases,
would with the disease.
But like, you know, I'd fuck like.
Who'd you say today? Oh, Channing Tatum. You said
Channing
yesterday.
Channing Tatum. I would let him fuck me and give me chlamydia just to have sex with him.
That's extreme.
So who would you have sex with if, you know?
Brad Pitt.
And what could he give you? What's the most, like, worst thing he can give you?
He could give me...
HPV?
No, because that can make me sterile.
Oh. And you got to have his baby so you can be a billionaire.
Oh, well then, yeah, exactly. So he can't be giving me no HPV. He can give me syphilis.
Syphilis?
And genital warts.
Genital warts don't go away.
That's how willing I'm go. I'm going to go that far for
him. Damn. I at least got to have something that goes away.
Well, then what's the point if you don't kind of go balls to the wall?
Well, he won't. That won't make me want genital warts. I got to have something else that makes me want genital warts.
Who would you have that would give you genital warts for just for you to like... He just says, Ricky, I want to fuck you, but I have genital warts. Can I do it?
No.
Who would it be?
I don't want them to tell me until afterwards.
While you're cuddling, you'd be like, oh, by the way, I got the warts. Might want to check down there.
I have the cauliflowers.
They're so ugly.
I'd rather have anal warts than warts on my pee-pee.
I just fucked you with my ugly stick.
My ugly club.
My wrinkled willy.
Oh,
I have to think about that. But listeners,
yes,
we need you to call in, not only for the 200th episode, which is the next episode.
Right.
And I know we haven't recorded in a month, and I'm sorry. Our shit was fucked up.
That was not our fault.
It's fixed. But if you can call in and leave us a 200th episode, congratulations. It would be awesome. But we also, on a separate call, need you to call and say,
who would you let fuck you
to give you genital warts?
Yes. And this is what we're going with, the genital warts.
Genital warts only.
Like a flaming case.
Like, just fucking...
Pretty
like,
much, you pull down your pants and the warts just pop out.
Yeah, fall off. But they grow back instantly.
Like the tree man.
Like, as soon as they nut in you, it's there. Bam. It's growing out of you.
Yeah, which celebrity would you let...
So give us a call about that, or you can email us. You can email us, too, at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Calls
will
be better, because you can hear their actual,
I know,
like...
Right?
I would so let David Beckham... Oh. David Beckham could give me AIDS. Oh. I don't give a shit.
Wow.
I'll suck it right out of him. I don't even care. That's how down I am for the Beckham.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Send us
how
stuff.
Appropriate, foul, and we're talking about David Beckham and his AIDS.
Allegedly.
That he could give me if he had it and wanted to.
Give us, or you can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802. Which we need to go check the box. I haven't
you
checked
have
it
the
since,
key.
Like, I know. There's two of them, and I can't find the second one. I have to pay $10 for the other one. Let's see what else. Is there anything else?
Well, you said you wanted to... Now that you said it, I kind of want to see the horn.
The what?
The horn.
No, but I'll show that to you later.
No, I don't. I want to hear my reaction on here. Because I've not seen it.
All right. Well, you talk while I find it.
You know you have it saved in your favorites folder.
No.
You do. You're smiling because you're just going to pull it right up. Not. Watch. You'll type in Ricky's faves and pop up. Horse video. Ricky's going to gross me out or try to. Is it really gross?
No,
what is he
it's not real gross. Hold on. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to watch
it. It's just a dude fucking a horse, and it's a guy.
Here we go.
Because they've seen... Oh.
Can you see that?
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Maybe. Damn.
Holy shit! Oh my god!
Watch the cum come out of it.
No! Oh my god!
Watch!
Oh! That would kill a
watch,
man!
Watch! That guy later died.
Oh! I believe it. Oh my god. That makes me want to cry. That was so traumatic.
Oh.
Oh my god. I love horses.
Could you imagine that inside of you?
No, I would just friggin' slit my throat if it even came near me.
It would probably slit your throat for you.
Oh.
All right, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
We love you guys. I missed you all, everyone.
I didn't.
And just leave us some feedback because we really want it.
Yeah, so. Except for we, you know who. We don't need to hear from that person.
Oh, Bob, the fucking asshole, the greatest asshole in the world. We'll go there next show.
Okay.
Bye. Bang.
Bye.
You ruined it because I looked
can't
at
even
you.
Because
I looked at you and you were gonna laugh.
I won't look at you.
I can't do it now.
Really? Your silent laughter. Wow, there must have been some magic
mushrooms.
You made
me collapse. And squeal loudly. I don't know. I'm sorry. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye. We miss you.
Mwah. That was kind of gay. Don't be a stereotype, Ricky.
I can't even respond to that.
Get up, you fucking fat sissy.